The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain. There he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to the disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come, carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Easter week is the week in which we listen to the Easter apparitions. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. He appears to the apostles on the seashore. Appears to the 2 disciples on the road to Emmaus. That's the Easter week. Then after that, we start to read a couple of chapters in the Gospel of John. We go to daily Mass yesterday. We finished John chapter 3. The encounter Jesus has with the night man, as Fulton Sheen calls him, good old Nicodemus. So we finished that. Now we're going to be reading one of the longest chapters in the New Testament. And it's one of my favorites, John chapter 6. What is the longest chapter? Any of you know? Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1 has got about 10 more verses, 81. This is the long chapter. This chapter can be divided into 3 parts. The Gospel of John is called the Gospel of the Signs, the 7 signs. The signs in Johannine language would be the 7 miracles. So in John chapter 6, you actually have 2 miracles. You heard one of them today. So let's glean a few golden nuggets that are always present in the Gospel and place them within our minds and our hearts. First is that Jesus attracts a lot of people. He attracts a lot of people. Are you a Christian? You're going to say, "No, I'm a Catholic," okay? All Catholics are Christians, but not all Christians are Catholics. Try to remember that one. Do you attract people to Christ? Maybe not. Let's pray today that we'll start to attract people to Christ. I'm going to give you a challenge. Bring someone back to the church. Bring someone back to the church. One a month. That means 12 a year. So next time this year, this 8 o'clock Mass, there's too much empty spaces here. I don't like that. Let's pray that next time this year, this 8 o'clock Mass will be packed. Because if we're about 100 here, I'm not very good at math, but I think that if each of you bring 12, would that be 1,200 if my mathematics is not faulty this morning? We're going to have a full church. If you do it in 2 years, we'll have to get a mega church like Joel Osteen. We'll have to start to dig one of those biggies, huh? Mm-hmm. So I really believe that if we are really following Christ, you're going to receive the Eucharist today. Most of you, I think. Something has to happen in your lives. There has to be a magnetism, a dynamism in which we are bringing people to Christ. Amen? Okay, next point is this. Jesus is preaching, most likely the whole day. And these people, they're just hanging on his words. But it's getting late. Now what happens if it's maybe late and you're maybe going to a congress or a conference or a retreat and you're driving home and you're hungry? Taco Bell? Okay. Pizza Hut? Black Angus? Pollo Loco? Or just go home and you make yourself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, okay? Well, we have no problem, if you have a little bit of money in your wallet, to stop on the way home or to go home and get yourself a meal. It wasn't like that with these people. These people live from hand to foot, as they say. They didn't have big bank accounts, Chase Manhattan. They didn't have that, no? These people lived day for day. And sometimes when we're struggling economically, it might be a blessing. It might be a blessing. Because if you have affluence, if you have maybe too much, then we start to become comfortable. And we start to forget about God. But if we don't have anything, then we have to depend on someone, and that someone we depend on should be God. Amen? Okay, next point is we see here the compassion of Christ. Jesus is compassionate. He knows that they're going to faint along the way. So he's going to try to put the apostles to the test, especially Philip. He's thinking, well, Philip, how much money to get these people some food to eat? And all of a sudden, this little kid pops out of nowhere. I like this little kid. And he brings two. Philip apparently finds this little kid who's got, probably a little basket. He's got five barley loaves, which was the food of the poor, by the way, barley loaves. And a couple of fish, two fish. I've often thought about this little boy. Did you ever meditate upon this boy in the gospel? You know, he could have done this. You people, you're kind of dumb. You're kind of dumb. Why didn't you bring your own provisions? Am I the most intelligent one here among the 5,000? He probably maybe knew that Jesus is going to preach a long time. We're going to be here the whole day. I'm going to bring my provisions. So he could have kind of done this to the people. Tough luck. That's why the cookie crumbles. But he wasn't like that. He wasn't selfish. And he could have said this, well, you know, take this. I'll give you 2 loaves and a sardine, okay? Or he could have said 50-50, you know, 3.5 and here's a fish. He could have done that. That would have been good, right? It would have been generous. But this little boy, what does he do? He gives everything he has. That's a model for us. Ignatius calls it magnanimity. Gives all. Are you giving everything now to Christ? Or are you like this? I'll give you, Lord, all, but we have our hand behind us and we're grasping to something, having our fist behind our back. And I think you know by now, you've come to daily Mass over the past few years, is that we're only going to be fully happy when we give everything to Christ. Amen? We're only going to have true peace and joy when we give everything. We relinquish. Give it all. Give it all. This little boy gave all, and here you have one of the greatest miracles over nature in the whole New Testament. So he has him sit down, and Jesus takes the bread. There's a very beautiful detail here, and he gives thanks. Now, we all go through desolation. We all go through desolation. I'm going to give you a very good advice to get out of desolation. Going through desolation? Okay. Thank God for at least 3 gifts that He's given to you. That will pull you out. Try it. You feel like you're in the doldrums or the dumps sometime today. You feel things aren't going the way you'd like them to go. Spend maybe 2 minutes thanking God for 3 things. That will pull you out. The mist of desolation will dissipate. The sun will start to shine. Try it. We have to learn, we should never allow a day to go by in which we do not thank God. What do we have that we haven't received from God? Only one thing, our own sins. That's the only thing that God hasn't given to us. We chose those. But aside from that, everything that we have is a pure gift from God. As the psalmist says, give thanks to the Lord for His good, for His mercy endures forever. The famous Dominican mystic of the 14th century, one of the Rhineland mystics, Meister Eckhart, said that if the only prayer that we ever said were that of thanksgiving, that would be enough. What does the word Eucharist mean? Any of you know? Hello? That's what it means. So we're giving thanks now. So try to use your Ignatian formation. Contemplate this. You see that the bread is breaking, and it's breaking, and it's breaking, and it's breaking, and it's dividing, and it's multiplying. It's almost hard to imagine. Every time they break a piece of bread, another piece of bread pops out. It's popping out. An extraordinary miracle. How great God is. Now here's a question for you. What is the greatest miracle that God has done in your life? Think about that. Spend an hour in your holy, not holy hour, on that one thought. What is the greatest miracle that God has done in your life? I'll tell you the greatest miracle He's done in my life. Are you looking? Look. Amen? It's the greatest miracle in my life. It happens every day. Today's going to happen two times. Praise the Lord. Ordination of the priesthood and being able to lift up that bread. The movie, maybe you saw the movie, El Gran Milagro, the greatest miracle. Jesus has done miracles in your lives. What are they? Maybe ask that in prayer. What is the greatest miracle He's done in your life? I can give you a hint. Maybe He's inspired you to come to daily Mass. What an incredible miracle, huh? Over the past 2, 3, 4, 5 years, no? Or someone like my mother over the past 60 years. What a great miracle, huh? Be thankful. Okay, one last point is this. It says, gather the fragments left over so nothing will be wasted. I think sometimes we feel that that's really not an important verse. Every word in the Bible is very important because it's the Word of God. So that nothing will be wasted. Do you waste? Uh-oh. I think I've given you material for 4 holy hours today, huh? Do you waste? Here's an examination of conscience for you. Do you waste? The 3 T's. Time. Hello? Treasures and talents. What are they? Time, treasures, and talents. Examine your life to see if you're wasting time at times. Do you waste treasures? And do you waste your talents? Let's pray for the grace today in this season of Easter. Not to waste anything, but to give everything, and I say everything, to God, because He's given everything to us. His Son, Jesus, on the cross, who died and rose from the dead. Amen.